welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we conclude the Gospel of Mark with chapter 16 in verses 19 and 20. So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Mark doesn't talk about the sightings of our Lord except to hear him appear with the 11, scolding their disbelief to implore our great commissioning I spoke of once before that seems to knock at everyone's door. Somewhere, sometime along your life's path, you ask yourself if God is real, and then you learn to act. We all want to give back as a matter of fact. Learning God's word sends us forth to practice, pray, and proclaim his force. In every life testimony, be it true or farce, God is there watching it all to approve or to forgive. As we all overcome our farce, the need to forgive, we learn it's humanity's march. This is where we are sent forth, as Jesus did describe, from east to west, sharing the sacred and everlasting proclamation of eternal salvation. We believe that anything that life offers us, from good health to rare sickness, is the will of God, that provokes us to either call on his Son or deny God even exists. God doesn't force you to believe, even though many of us feel that that is impossible to deny. What is eyewitnessed in his birth and coming, his life of miracles, his scourging as the passion of pain he endured, and then the hanging of him on a tree to allow his human life to be sucked right out of him. And then he does rise back to life. One of the divine that we learn to live in kind. We learn to be just like him in everything that he did for us. We want to do for others to win. What is imperishable, impossible to deny, once you receive his spirit so wholly and begin to cry. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I believe I am here to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, especially a prayer for our men in blue. We pray for our niece Brittany, who is a mother of four and has brain cancer. Lord, we ask for healing hands to touch her. We pray for Holy Mother Church. We pray for our Holy Mother each day. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today our poem concludes the Gospel of Mark, chapter 16, with verses 19 and 20. One stanza poem, it's titled, Heaven's Seat He Took, Enduring Our Plight. Jesus, our Lord, God's hand right, heaven's seat he took, enduring our plight. Everywhere he sought us to preach every day and night, forth sending signs accompanying us word, his, our might. Amen. I'm Tom Schilkruis-Wiggins. It's November 29th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 4:43 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soul man in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, this morning, locally, we woke up to 50-degree weather. Feels amazing outside as we embrace the Lord's seasons of our lives. We call on each and every friend of ours to pray for those who are seeking to live God's will and help those who don't know Him even still. As we call out to end today at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. That's our ending time, and I do describe, oh thank heavens for 7:11 and universal utterings, one said without a deny. That's our good friend John and Marie. We say God bless them each day to see the name of Jesus be implied. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you. And thanks for joining us on our Universal Utterings ride. Amen.